Recently married, the young Countess Tikla von Ludolf from the Baltic States is traveling with her husband to the Bay of Naples. As a memento of her trip, she is just going to sketch the scene outside: the blue sea, a trail of smoke rising from Vesuvius, and the picturesque coastal town. After all, at that time, she could not take a souvenir photo. So in this painting, we see the young Countess with her sketchpad and pencil. By turning the Countess's head towards us, the artist Carl Christian Vogel von Vogelstein almost makes it seem as if she was taken unawares, as if she had just been busy sketching the view from the window. The artist has taken considerable pains over those items, indicating the luxurious lifestyle commensurate with her noble status. The magnificently carved Empire chair, the Countess's velvet robe with puffed, slit sleeves held by a brooch, her pointed shoes and elegant hairstyle are all signs of her wealth and taste. The artist, born Carl Christian Vogel, played a leading role in Dresden's art scene in the early 19th century, making a name above all as a portrait painter. In 1824, he was appointed as the Dresden court painter and 7 years later was raised to the nobility. This portrait would initially have been owned by the young couple. Until 1938, it belonged to Jenny, Malvina and Berta Rosauer, three sisters living in Vienna. After the invasion of Austria, as the Nazi regime stripped Jewish citizens of their rights and assets, the sisters were robbed of all their property and murdered. A little later, the Dresden Museum bought the work from an art dealer in Munich. When the provenance of this painting became known, the Albertinum restituted the portrait to the family in 2011. The museum's efforts to then purchase the painting from the family were rewarded, and so the work can again be shown in the museum, this time legally.